There is an old story told about Navajo blanket makers who always include one thread in their complex patterns that is out of place, that goes in the wrong direction, that isn't as it should be in the context of the rest of their blanket. And they do so on purpose. That is to say, they introduce this mistake precisely because they intend to. Asked why, and the answer is, only God is perfect, and a perfect blanket would be an offense to God. Well, it's a cute story, and it's one I'm going to invoke here in this image by David Bookbinder, because this is our, although I must admit, inadvertent, misplaced thread. This image is not as you see it in the book. His mandala project is all perfectly round, perfectly balanced, perfectly circular images on these rectangular black or white backgrounds. They are not cropped. And as you see here in the book, this image is cropped. It's a mistake. It shouldn't have been. It's my mistake. When I put the image in, I accidentally drew the wrong-sized square to plop his image into in InDesign, the software we use to design the book. And so the top of his mandala flower has been truncated, and I'm sure to David's disappointment. I apologize to David. I apologize to you. But you know, there is an interesting point about the creative process that this mistake allows me to introduce into the discussion. And that's simply this. As creative artists, we will never, ever, ever do anything absolutely perfectly. And if perfection is your goal and your objective, you will be frustrated. As my Christian friends often say, we live in a fallen world. Perfection is a goal, but it is rarely achieved. And even if it is, it's probably only perfect because we don't understand the flaws that exist. Perfectionism is our pursuit in our art life, but we mustn't let it prevent us from completing something. And as far as that goes, we shouldn't allow the error that creeps into our projects, the typo, the incorrect grammar, the paper flaw, or in this case, the misplaced, miscropped image. We shouldn't let that diminish our effort or our spirit. Everything you do in your art life, in your photography, will, with the passage of time, look immature to you. You will find mistakes, even if there aren't any when you complete the project. There will be mistakes, that is to say, things you wish you would have done differently as your artistic vision matures and grows. So the trick is to not let perfectionism get in the way of your production. Do the very best you can. Avoid mistakes. If I had caught this on press, I would have changed it, but I didn't. But I will in the second edition. And that also is a part of the creative process. We grow, we learn, we can always do it better the next time. And the more comfortable we can become with the pursuit of perfection, but the acceptance of excellence, with the idea that the path of creativity is one that constantly causes us to reassess and grow, the more we're likely to embrace it and find our artistic growth nurtured by our own mistakes.